This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Thursday night edition. We'll give you the phone numbers here momentarily, but in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And, you know, there's a lot of people that absolutely love Google, and there's a lot of people that absolutely hate Google. And if you were in the former category, well, by the end of the show, you might be in the latter. Because, well, apparently Google is tracking your children. That is, if you send your children to a public school and the public school gives your child a computer, chances are that computer is a Chromebook, which means that it has no or very little internal memory. Most of the stuff that is stored what they call on the cloud, which I hate as terminology because it's not a cloud. It's on a server somewhere. It's a server. It's a big, giant computer. And what are you doing there, Chris?
Oh, I was just saying I couldn't hear very well through my headset.
Oh, you can always turn your headphones up.
Thank you.
I thought you were like, come on, like I
come on, Daryl. Speed it up. Just kidding.
So they call them clouds, but it's basically servers. It's giant computer hardware systems. But apparently, a lot of schools do give these Chromebooks to students. And well, there's a story from the Washington Post about how Google is using this information to track your young one. The story, again, from the Washington Post says, in public classrooms across the country, the corporate name that is fast becoming as common as pencil and eraser is Google. And no, it's not because the term Google has become the default for search for something online. More than half of students, or rather laptops used by students in K-12 or kindergarten through 12th grade, more than half of the laptops and tablets purchased by schools in the third quarter, just the third quarter of last year, were Chromebooks, which are inexpensive laptops that run Google software. Beyond its famed web search, the company freely offers word processing and other software to schools. In total, Google programs are used by more than 50 million students and teachers around the world. Again, more than 50 million students and teachers worldwide use Google programs. And more than half of the laptops and tablets that were purchased just in the third quarter of last year for students to use in K through 12 were Chromebooks, which again means Google. But Google is also tracking what those students are doing on its service and using some of that information to sell targeted ads, according to a complaint filed with federal officials.
Okay, so here's where I take a little bit of an issue with this. We all recognize now that companies provide services, sometimes for free, sometimes at a very low cost.
Yes.
In exchange for the data that they can get based on our habits and the ability to sell advertising, which they can now target. This is somewhat of a new technology that's been around for the last 20 years or so,
right,
something like that.
And
so why are we so incredulous that Google, a company that is out there trying to make a profit, would not use the data that they're getting in schools?
Think about the children, Chris.
I know.
That's really the sole point behind this. Is people are now upset because, well, it's my child,
right,
that is being targeted. People didn't care, and people, to some extent, still don't care that they're the product online.
Oh, yeah.
But it's different when it's children.
Yeah.
And that's how it is with pretty much anything, right? To where it's always different when it's children.
It is just that somehow school has some sanctity. Some school is the safe place where these things aren't supposed to happen, but never mind the fact that once your kid gets out of school, he's on his cell phone. He comes home, he's on his laptop, on his tablet, on whatever he is, and he's getting tracked anyway, you know. And it's not just Google, it's every internet company out there that has the capability of doing so. That's how they're making their money.
Right, but, you know, in this case, Google is giving the laptops, or either giving or selling at an incredible discount
subsidized
to the
price.
Schools, definitely subsidized. And, well, now it's come out that Google is actually doing something with the information that they're getting from these students. The story continues. And because of the arrangement between Google and many public schools, parents often cannot keep the company from collecting their children's data, according to privacy experts. Nate Cardozo, a staff attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, says in some of the schools we've talked to parents about, there's literally no ability to say no. And that, I think, is really where the outrage comes in, is the parents are not allowed to say no. Whereas if you buy a laptop yourself, you have the option to opt out. You have the option as a consumer of a Sony Vaio laptop to not use Google Docs. You have the option to not use a Google search engine. But when the school gives your child a laptop that is a Chromebook, and the default is everything gets stored on Google Drive, you don't have the option as the parent to say no.
Yeah, but you put them there. I'm sorry. If you're sending your kid to a public school, then you've absolutely supported or failed to oppose significantly the school board or whoever's making these decisions. So the school, looking to save money, is out there. I don't know if you remember, but, you know, you go back 20 years, well, it was kind of pre-Google. Let's say we'll go back 15 years and Google was just barely starting up. The only name in schools was Apple. You know, that was that one market that Apple actually was able to kind of hold on to.
Almost all of the computers when I was in high school, and I graduated 20 years ago this May, almost all of the computers ran Windows.
Okay, well, there was definitely a period there. And bear in mind, we're talking generationally, because when I was in high school, all the computers were Radio Shack TRS-80s.
Yeah.
That's a fact. But Apple had that market locked up, and Google saw an opportunity. You know, Microsoft fought Apple forever to gain control of that, and now Google comes in with a completely different model and does that. But again, back to my point, if the public, you know, wants to continue to support public schools, then the public schools are going to make contracts with who they decide they need to make contracts with.
And right.
The parent is no part of that contract between Google and the school district.
Right, because in most cases, well, yes, the parents do have the quote-unquote option of educating their children somewhere other than the public school. There's still statutes and regulations telling the parent, you must have your child enrolled somewhere. And in a lot of cases, the somewhere that's not the free school is going to be fairly expensive. And if you're paying huge property taxes, it's going to be incredibly difficult for you to afford to send your children somewhere other than that free school.
It may be completely unfeasible. And that's a problem with not having school choice, or, you know, having the state monopoly on education, which we have in the country today.
And what has happened to education
with these Chromebooks? What's the issue?
That Google is using the information that they're getting to target advertising to children, and that has people upset.
Probably not something that's being done intentionally. It's probably being done completely algorithmically, and people are techno-panicking, as usual.
Well, because Google intended for the laptops and netbooks and whatnot that they sold to a school to be given to children.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they probably didn't have anything, they probably weren't thinking anything at all about the advertising because the advertising algorithms are all automatic.
Exactly. What do you think on this? Do you have a child in school that has one of these Chromebooks? Are you upset about this? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard a commercial for Dynavite.
Dinovite.
.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in, join the discussion. We're talking about how Google, surprise, surprise, is tracking your children. That is, if your children use a Chromebook, which, according to information from the Washington Post, about half of the laptops and tablets that were purchased by schools in the U.S. in the third quarter of last year were Chromebooks. So chances are, if your kids have a laptop that was provided by a school, it's probably a Chromebook. Well, and let me just say something. Anybody that has, you know, been paying attention knows that Google tracks people. And Johnson, I know you're going to defend them at every chance you get, but you do know that they, you know, use algorithms and target ads based on what people search for and what people see and
right.
other data about that person. And, well, these Chromebooks, like every other Chromebook, is tracking the searches that are being done, and it's got some people a little upset. So if you are the parent of a child that has one of these Chromebooks and you did not know about this and you're outraged, feel free to call in and express your outrage. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The article from the Washington Post continues, Google, whose parent company is called Alphabet, pushed back against the criticism, saying its education app complies with law, but they did acknowledge that they collect data about some students' activities to improve their products. Jonathan Rochelle, director of Google Apps for Education, wrote in a blog post defending the practice, "We have always been firmly committed to keeping student information private and secure." Google declined further comment. But privacy advocates warn that many school administrators may not realize just how much information Google is collecting or how it may be used beyond providing educational services. And for some parents, that arrangement is concerning. Jeff, who spoke on the condition that his last name not be published to protect his family's privacy.
Well, just Google it.
He lives in Roseville, California, and I'm sure there are more than one people named Jeff in Roseville, California, named Jeff.
Kids that attends that particular school. Now we've narrowed it down a little bit more.
The school district that requires students to use Google's education product. He said he has struggled, and here's more information on Jeff.
Right.
He has struggled to keep his fourth grade daughter
yep.
out of Google's system.
Now Google knows who he is.
Yep.
Jeff, the father of a fourth grader, female fourth grader, says Google's primary source of income is collecting data on people, and we didn't like the idea of that being in our school system.
Oh, God.
What?
I said NIDA.
Oh, I thought you were saying data, not data.
No, NIDA. No, duh.
Yes.
Like, really? Okay, well, that was a surprise. Well, thanks, Jeff, for just illuminating everything for everyone. Nobody had any idea that Google made its money off of advertising.
Next, Jeff will tell us that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, and that the Gulf Stream blows west to east. Yeah.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yes. Captain Obvious, also known as Jeff, has a daughter in the fourth grade, and he's upset that Google is tracking stuff. Because apparently Jeff has not been paying attention.
And it's unfortunate, because with a father like that, it's really unfortunate that he's preventing her from having access to Google, because she obviously probably needs it, because her father is not going to be a great source of information.
I love that last quote in here. And you'll get to it.
But. Here's a handy piece of information that is worth repeating often and repeatedly. When you're not paying for something,
you are the product.
And I know that when I use Facebook, that they're trying to sell me stuff.
Right.
I'm the product when I use Facebook. I'm the product when I do a Google search.
Yeah, I love being the product. Advertise to me. Great. Then I'm getting stuff for free just for when I actually buy things because I'm immune to the advertising for the most part. Like, I want them to have targeted advertising to me. Like, please show me cool things. I like seeing cool things because, you know what? I might not find them otherwise.
Now, there's a difference between showing you cool things that you've not already purchased and showing you ads for something that you just bought.
Yeah, I see that all the time. Who cares?
A new cell phone, and almost all of the cell phone ads that I'm seeing are for the exact same telephone that I just purchased.
Well, then you can be sure that you bought the right phone.
Exactly. I got a different take on this whole thing.
I purchased a USB drive, and I see a bunch of ads for the USB drive that I just purchased.
I mean, it's not their responsibility to, you know, or it's not your responsibility to make them smart enough to make money.
Exactly.
You know, so what if you're seeing those ads for something you've already bought? Well, they're stupid. They're lost.
And they're wasting good advertising space at that point.
Right.
So, Chris, you said you've got a different take on this.
Yeah, and the last line that I'm reading, if we're reading the same article, Jeff remains frustrated. Quote, "This is a decision my school district made about the privacy and security of my child, and it felt like they didn't really understand the implications." Okay, Jeff. Who lives in Roseville. I've been to your fries there. I love it. Here's the thing. Your child is a product of the school district, too,
right.
Because the school district exists, and it wants your child to go there so it can get more government money, so it can get more grants, so it can pay its teachers and administrators more money. You know, you're complaining about your child being monetized. And by sending your kid to this school and living where you do, you're monetizing your child anyway.
Yeah. I'd rather have Google, find a way to monetize the educational system to, start up its own private school.
Right.
That it can offer for free, you know, and allow kids to go there because the kids are somehow monetized. Like, they just show them ads all day long.
Yeah, for real.
And you know what? I would send my kid to that school had I a kid. My kid would go to the Google school that's, you know, made profitable through advertising rather than made profitable through violent theft. And, you know, basically, you know, holding people at gunpoint and saying, give me your money or I will take your house.
Yep.
Yep, but unfortunately, we don't live in a society to where education is completely funded voluntarily. We
Not
do
yet.
Live in a society where education is funded through force and threats of force.
And it's not always voluntary or it's not always an option. You know, I mean, there's a lot of places. We're somewhat lucky here in New Hampshire that the state's fairly supportive of homeschooling and charter schools and private schools and things like that. It's better than a lot of places in the country. And a lot of places, you know, the boot just comes down and you're not going to have the choices that we may have here.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And certainly.
And the schools in a lot of places are just awful. Just, you know, you're lucky if you graduate literate.
The schools almost everywhere are awful. Even the best...
I can't argue with that.
Even the best public school is going to be awful compared to the absolute best private school.
Let me Google it.
Well, what are your thoughts on public school, private school, your child being the product to Google? 855-450-FREE or on Skype. Username LRN.FM.
Bing!
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's free, which means you're the product. We do try to sell you stuff because that's how, you know, we exist. And you can actually help us by shopping online. That's it. Just shop online. But first, start by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You can then enter into Amazon. There's Amazon for the U.S., Amazon for the U.K., Amazon for Canada. There are other places that you can shop. When you start at shop.freetalklive.com, and a portion of whatever you spend does wind up coming back to us. You don't have to pay extra. You just have to use a couple tenths of a calorie, maybe, to start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about apparently some parents are upset because they just found out that Google will track people's online activity and then give them targeted advertising. And, well, apparently people are really upset because now those ads are being targeted at their children. And people get really, really, really upset when you ever try to give children information other than the information that is provided to them in the government indoctrination camps known as public schools. And Johnson, I don't...
Unless, of course, it's, you know, anti-Christian information. That, you know, whenever it's like, oh, you tried to educate my kid about them Muslims, you should die. You know, there's been several stories about that recently. Every now and then you'll get something that's like, you had something that touched on an issue that I don't like, and then like everyone freaks out and loses their mind.
Yeah. Right, but I don't know, I don't think you were involved, but Ian, the main host of the show, Derek J., former co-host of the show, and several others used to do school outreach here in Keene, to where they would go and try to hand out pro-liberty information to students, and parents freaked out. And it's because, well, you know, you're trying to give information to children.
Right.
And that's when people really wind up, you know, that's the line. Don't cross the line. Don't do anything with children. Unless you're the teacher or the principal or the football coach or the hockey coach, and then you can indoctrinate the kids all you want because government.
Right.
So the article that we're reading is from the Washington Post, and it's about people not being happy about Google. The article continues, in just a few short years, Google has become a dominant force as a provider of education technology. In 2012, Chromebooks made up less than 1% of all laptops and tablets shipped to K-12 schools in the United States. While, and Chris, you were right.
Of course,
Apple supplied more than half of all sales, according to Future Source Consulting. I guess when I was in school 20 years ago, we were one of those halves of the schools, or probably an even smaller percentage of schools that wound up going with Microsoft instead of Crapple. The firm's latest data shows that Chromebooks account for 51% of those devices.
Hey, if you're going to call, it Crapple, you better call the other one Microshaft, you know, because that's the name for
Chromebooks made up 51% of computer sales to schools in the third quarter of last year, while Apple captured 24% and Microshaft 23%. Google's fast rise has partly been because of low cost. Chromebooks can often be bought in the $100 to $200 range, a fraction of the price for a MacBook, and Google will give software free to schools. As its products were taking off in classrooms, Google earlier this year signed on to an industry-led student privacy pledge where it promised to limit how it collects and uses information about students. But in a filing with the Federal Trade Commission, the Electronic Frontier Foundation argued that Google is tracking nearly everything students are doing when they are signed into their Google accounts, and in some cases, using that information to build profiles and serve them targeted ads in certain Google programs. Google only considers some services part of its education suite, such as Gmail, Google Calendar, and Google Docs, but not others, Search, Maps, YouTube, and Google News. So if students are logged into the educational account and they use Google News to find stories for a report or watch a history video on YouTube, Google will use that activity to build a profile about them and serve them advertisements outside of its educational product.
Now, how depressing is that? You start getting targeted ads for this stupid report you had to do on some subject you don't even care about. Yeah, great. Thank you, Google.
So what are your thoughts on this, Johnson?
Well, you know, and I wonder if, you know, when they're building a profile, if the profile is even being built on a specific, person, or if it's being built around a cookie. In other words,
it's a cookie.
If it's completely anonymized information and it's just being built on that particular session of that computer, you know, the computer in use at that time.
Right, you know? But it's one of those things to where, and I'm assuming that the cookie data is similar to telephone metadata, to where it will give you time, you know, like timestamps of this is the time and this is what was gone to. Like telephone metadata will tell you, like, this is the telephone number that was called, this is the time it was called, but it does not tell you necessarily this is what the context of the telephone call was. But there was a guy, I think he was a professor at a college in California, that did some tests with people to where he took their telephone metadata. He was able to determine, just by looking at the telephone metadata, was able to determine that one of the participants was pregnant, that one of the participants was cheating on their spouse, and all of this other personal information
only by looking at what is essentially a cookie for a telephone.
Right, but what you're talking about is called de-anonymization, and it requires, generally more metadata than what you're talking about. So, for example, if this is based on a short session of a cookie, like they're doing a report, right, and they're on the computer for a few hours, and then they take the computer home or go elsewhere, and that cookie, if that session expires, they log in somewhere else, the IP changes, that cookie is no longer relevant. It also depends on how long the time to live for that cookie is. There's a huge difference between
Let me finish my point.
There's a huge difference between that and being signed in, right, and having that cookie being built on an actual identity. Like, and then Google's, serving information that it's collected about you over the course of, 6 months. But
and they claim they don't.
What do you mean they claim they don't?
I'm saying what they're claiming is that they anonymize all data and nothing is tied to a particular username. The data that they use coming out of the program.
But this says if a student is logged into the educational account and uses Google News to find a story or watch a YouTube video, Google will use that to build a profile about them and serve them advertisements outside of the educational product.
Right, but I really wonder if that's not how the reporter is understanding and reporting on that. If that's if it's when they say the word them, what does that mean? Them could be this anonymous entity that has popped up on the radar because it's a user accessing these other sites from an account that normally wouldn't even be able to access these sites or isn't really tied in.
But it's also whether Google is being accurate and how they're describing how they're using the data. So,
and the EFF says that the feature automatically turned on in Chromebooks, including those sold to schools, runs afoul of Google's privacy pledge. The feature, dubbed Chrome Sync, lets Google users port their browser history, passwords, and other personalized features between any Chromebook or Chrome browser they log into. The EFF protested Google's efforts to track that activity and use it for commercial purposes without parental consent. And Google does respond a little bit, although not directly to the reporter, and we'll tell you about that. And, of course, your calls, if you have thoughts on this, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and we will take your calls about whatever is on your mind or what we're discussing at the moment. And what we are discussing at the moment is Google targeting advertisement possibly to your children. Apparently, Google, the Chromebooks from Google account for 51% of all laptops and tablets sold to K through 12 schools in the third quarter of last year, which means that chances are if your child goes to a public school and they have a school-provided laptop, they probably have a Chromebook, and, well, they're using information to build a profile on your student and target ads to them. The EFF.
I want to ask you guys' opinion on this real quick. If a company is willing to provide free computers to a school, is it really wrong that they should be able to not advertise to those kids? Like, what's the problem?
That they should be allowed to, you know, give the laptop to the school. They should be allowed to, you know, then advertise. But parents should be allowed to opt out. If they
should also be able to opt out of their kid having a computer at the school, right? And they should be able to provide their own computer. Okay.
I think they should be able to opt out whether their kid goes to school. So I keep going back to the root issue here.
Right.
Is this is a deal that your students get cheap Chromebooks, and they get all these programs and all these things, but it comes with strings, just like everything else, and just like public school does.
That there are strings, and one of the strings is you're not allowed to say, I will buy my kid the laptop I want my kid to have.
Right.
You don't get to do that.
Right.
You can provide your kid a laptop, and that will be in addition to the one that the school gives,
so
and the school mandates
Google's
that they use.
Google's making that string, or the local government is making that string?
I believe it's the local schools are making that string,
right?
But I don't know.
So usually, yeah, it's not a bring your own, you know, bring your own programs are very rare in schools,
right,
from what I understand.
Because it's annoying as hell to try and get students to all be on the same page. If like kids are able to collaborate and use like Google Docs together, for example, and then you've got the one outcast kid whose parents are, you know, crazy paranoiacs. Oh, my my God, my kid is being advertised to, and they might see an ad for, you know, something related to the report that they did, so they might see an ad for the, you know, new, you know, movie that's coming out next week, you know, and they're freaking out about it. And so, meanwhile, their kid has to use Microsoft Word or something, you know, archaic that isn't compatible with anybody else. I'm like, well, let me cut and paste and I'll email it to you. And then, like, it's all this confusion and it's all this stuff being spent on some time that's being spent on something that's like, oh, well, if everybody just had the same computer.
Right.
And right. It makes sense if everybody had the same, just like, if you know, when you're reading a book in school. And they will tell you, go buy this book from this publisher, even though it's something that's in the public domain and there's 1,000 different people that are publishing the thing, because we want to make sure that when we tell you go to page 72, everybody's on page 72 and one person's not on page 74.
Well, not to go all geek on you guys, but there's a whole IT side to this, too, and it's an absolute disaster if you're trying to manage.
Yep.
You know, everybody brings their own, and I've got a, you know... a MacBook, and I've got a Dell, and I've got a Chromebook. So
okay, here's the thing. Google Docs works on all of those devices.
If your kid is, it doesn't, okay.
That's true.
That's true if the parents aren't going bug nutty and being like, we don't want you using Google because Google tracks. Like,
right, but there are some parents.
So it doesn't matter what computer you're on. If you're logged into Google, Google is computer agnostic. It doesn't care what device you're on.
But there are some people that they just care about, I don't want the Chromebook.
Right, but those people are stupid.
I never said they weren't. Nor did I say that they were consistent in how they applied their paranoia.
Right. That's true.
There are some people that will, you know, like, be all up in arms about, you know, like, the feds tracking my cell phone, but they're on Facebook.
Right.
So, you know, like, people aren't consistent in their paranoia.
This is very, very true.
Hopefully, libertarian banker will have some insight onto Google Ads. Libertarian banker, first off, do you use Google ever?
I use Google all the time, obviously, but what I wanted to talk about and tell you guys was, you know, I have a young child, and she loves watching these videos on YouTube, and most of them are like toy reviews or these people that, you know, host shows with Barbie and voices and things. It's so weird. But anyway, I mean, you know, these ads that are in these videos are very targeted. In fact, one of the toys that my daughter asked for Christmas was one that was advertised on the Google app,
nice.
Or on the YouTube app. So it's kind of funny how they've really created this sort of culture of young children that just love YouTube.
Don't email Santa your list.
Right.
Because that will become targeted information.
Right. But if she hadn't seen that ad on YouTube, are you suggesting that she wouldn't have heard about this product from her friends?
Yeah, absolutely, because this isn't like some product that it's hard to explain, but it's not like a big brand name that you would know about or that anybody else would know about. It's, you know, it's very targeted.
What is it? I mean,
it makes these little beads into clothing, or you can make necklaces, or I don't know, man, little
kids. So bedazzler?
No, yeah. Bedazzle, you can't make necklaces.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Cool Maker, I think is the name of the product, the Cool Maker. I don't know.
So how'd you like
anyway,
it?
Yeah, you know, it's just funny because these people on YouTube, they're making a living making these videos of these Barbies talking to each other or doing toy reviews. And a lot of these YouTubers, they make money off of getting the views on YouTube as well as selling the products that are given to them. So these companies will give them, you know, massive amounts of products to review, and then they can go online and sell those and that kind of thing. So it's kind of funny. People are just making a living off of this.
Yeah, it is rather interesting.
I mean, people make money off of even stranger things than that. I mean, you're talking about where they're actually doing advertising and selling products. I mean, some of these people just make, I mean, they review really strange, esoteric things that you can't even think about how they would make money off of, and yet somehow they still make money just because people watch their videos. You know, like, they just make videos of cats and they're making money, you know?
Yeah, there's a YouTube channel that I'll watch occasionally. It's Emergency Awesome.
Okay.
And the guy reviews a bunch of different television shows. He reviews movies,
where, like, the only one that I watch is his Game of Thrones videos, and he reads all the books. Somehow, like, he's got connections to the writers of the show, and...
I'm placing ads for this in my head. Like, I'm like, what ads can be playing on that channel? Probably Audible. Probably.
No, he doesn't have ads.
No. I mean, like, the automated ones, like that
right.
YouTube itself would place on the channel if he had ads enabled.
Actually, I think the ads that are shown are things for various movies and comic books.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's entrepreneurism at its best. I love it. And, you know, Stefan Molyneux is a big YouTuber as well, and he makes his living doing those videos as well. So it's just, you know, you can make a career.
Molyneux is an interesting case, though, because he's different because he doesn't have any advertising in his channel. His is all subscriber and donation, or I guess, subscriber section on his website or not, but he does have a donation, and so it's sort of
really?
Like...
So I usually listen to his podcast. I don't watch his YouTube videos, so there are no ads on his videos?
Nope. It's all...
I don't watch his YouTube channel.
Right. It's donation supported.
Interesting.
Yep. Just like his podcast. It's all, you know, everything he does is supported by donations.
He's given up a lot of green, that's
like
what I'm saying.
Like PBS.
Libertarian Baker, anything else?
No, appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks for the call. So the article here from the Washington Post, apparently Google has responded, although just not directly to the reporter. They wrote in a blog post that their decision to allow students to use Chrome Sync or use apps beyond its core education suite is up to local school districts. The data collected through Chrome Sync is used only in the aggregate to improve its product, and all identities, according to Google, are scrubbed.
Yep.
The author of the Student Privacy Pledge, the Future of Privacy Forum, an industry-backed think tank, and SIAA, a trade organization, came to Google's defense, saying the EFF's accusations went too far.
Which they do. And Google's also going to be disabling the Google Sync feature as well.
Jules Polentinski, the executive director of the Future of Privacy Forum, said in a statement, "We have reviewed the EFF complaint, but do not believe it has merit." But privacy advocates say the complaint should be a wake-up call, not just to Google, but other companies handling student data. There is a little bit more that we will continue with in hour number two. And, of course, your calls, 855-450-FREE or via Skype, LRN.FM. This is Free Talk Live, online at freetalklive.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty Health Share is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty Health Share.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.